Some of the country's best-known business leaders, including Warren Buffett, Intel chairman Andy Grove, and former Fed chairman Paul Volcker, are calling on corporate America to overhaul the way it pays top executives. The group issued a report today warning that too many companies have given lavish pay packages to chief executives, packages the CEOs managed to cash in on even when they failed to perform. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The commission was put together by the New York research firm The Conference Board, which wanted to address the huge drop in investor confidence following the accounting scandals at companies like Enron and WorldCom. Today's report on compensation was the first to be issued by the commission, and its sometimes harsh tone says much about the urgency of the problems facing corporate America. Former U.S. Commerce Secretary Pete Peterson, chairman of the investment firm The Blackstone Group, cited a Business Week article that said the average executive salary is now 500 times that of the average worker's salary. Peterson says even executives of companies on the verge of bankruptcy have sometimes walked away with huge bonuses and perks, all approved by their boards.
I suppose one question we commission members have been asked as often as any is, what happened here? Where was the compensation committee? Where did the process break down?
Peterson says there is a lack of fairness in these huge executive pay packages, especially at a time when some workers have seen their retirement savings eviscerated. The report called on corporate boards to tighten the relationship between performance and pay. One problem, the report said, is that corporate boards now rely on compensation consultants to set executive pay. These consultants are often hired by the managers whose salaries they help determine. Not surprisingly, the commission says they very often report that the executives earn less than the industry average and need to have their pay raised. Over a video hookup at today's news conference, famed investor Warren Buffett said compensation committees must become vigorously independent.
The linking between the consultants and the management has produced a ratcheting upward of compensation that frankly is obscene in many cases, and you won't get that back on a proper basis by tinkering around the edges.
The commission also said executives should be required to hold meaningful amounts of stock in a company for a long period of time, so they'll view their long-term interest and those of the company as aligned. The commission called for a ban on the use of special purpose entities to reward executives, a practice that was at the heart of the Enron scandal. And some commission members were critical of the use of stock options as a form of pay. They said an executive who gets stock options can be rewarded during a bull market, even if he or she did little to deserve it. Skeptics say these recommendations probably won't change anything because the commission has no enforcement power. But commission members say they hope to persuade investors to begin demanding better compensation practices. Jack Bogle is chairman of the mutual fund company The Vanguard Group. He says institutional investors in particular can exert much more influence over corporate boards than they traditionally have.
And one of our tasks in our later work will be to see what we can do to get these institutions moving to speak up at owners and not just stand idly by and let some of these problems continue on.
Bogle says given the public anger toward corporate abuses, Congress and regulators may step in and take action themselves, even more than they have done so far. The only way for corporate America to avoid that, he said, is to address the problem first. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.